Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is spank the like button before watching this, so that it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, the MGTOW Book Collection Part 2. Whether you're getting camel toe in Cambodia, banging babes in burkas in Turkey, or taking Polaroids of ladyboys in Thailand, Luca Vendetti has a series of books to make you live the dream. His new three-booklet series includes How to Live on $500 a Month in Cambodia, Turkey, and Vietnam, in addition to his classic, How to Retire on $200K in Southeast Asia. He also has the MGTOW book. Visit MGTOWBooks.com and use the promo code SANDMAN to get 10% off. Now available in four formats: PDF, Mobi for Kindle, EPUB, and text-to-speech MP3. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number 1, you probably never heard of the term vabbing before. It's basically when women wear their pee sleeve fluids as perfume. Apparently putting these pheromones on their wrists and behind their ears will help them attract partners, and they swear by it. They could just rub some fish oil on their wrist and it would probably do the exact same thing. You can just see it now, a bunch of people standing in an elevator and one of them asks themselves, why it smells like salty tuna salad in here. You're literally going to be able to smell her body count. Moving on, we have two seemingly different women, the liberated feminist and the trad wife. One is feminine and the other is liberated. They appear to be the polar opposites of each other, but as you know, appearances can often be deceiving, because in reality, they're the same woman in two different packages. I guess corporate needs to figure out the difference between the two. And again, they are the same picture. One just looks and smells better, but their goals are the same: to make you their slave. Number 3, some super sim says that he's willing to jump into an industrial paper shredder, so there's a chance he gets recycled as toilet paper, so that she might use it. Wait until a genie turns him into living toilet paper and he finds out that she's really a man. Someone in the comment section says he bets you his house that the person saying this is actually an Indian in disguise. But I don't care where he's from. I hate simps, even though I was once one of them, and they always wait in a woman's friend zone until life is over. Up next, women always fall for the bad boys and thugs, and end up hurting themselves financially in the end. Women are attracted to the bad boys because they keep them on their toes and are a great topic for their future therapy sessions. By borrowing her car, he really means is to take it and never return it. But she's okay with that, because he's going to give her beautiful and violent babies. Being a violent scumbag with a handsome face is one of the most attractive things for women these days. That's probably why they like pirates so much. Number 5, women always say that men shouldn't lust after women, and many men agree. But when men say that women should dress modestly, women immediately jump to the conclusion that a guy wants them to wear a burqa, and that he's a red pill misogynist. They want to control what you can see, but when you ask them to cover up so that we don't see their bodies and lust after them, then we're the bad ones. Moving on, Ukrainian refugees that have come to Canada are now leaving, because it's too damn expensive for them, not to mention the unemployment rate. What they don't realize is the Canadians are facing the same problems. Ukrainians are just saying that it's a difficult life in Canada. This is what Americans have to look forward to in 10 years if 2 to 3 million illegals keep flooding across the border each year. Number 7, the US Army discharges a female soldier for abandoning her posts in Niger to engage in unauthorized activities with locals leading to pregnancy. Women do this sort of thing to get pregnant and get sent home from their deployments early. The reason many wouldn't just get knocked up by other soldiers in their barracks is because most of them probably know that she has herpes. The local guys wouldn't know that. But I say send her to Leavenworth. But seriously, looks like this is a made-up story. Up next, 21 Savage explains that men don't write love songs for women anymore, because in his eloquent words, they're Beyonce's and ho-hos, and nobody is singing to them anymore. Maybe women were worth singing to back when they didn't resemble used-up do-rags and were well-spoken and mannered. Number 9 is Isabella Maria De Lucci, asking the question, what's more appropriate? Her baking in a shirt, or Pearl Davis, nearly topless, streaming? Why, that shirt sure looks appropriate, and it's not like Isabella isn't jealous of Pearl's success or anything, so she's clout chasing with her post. I once saw a woman fry bacon without a shirt on, and it was the funniest thing in the world, to watch that hot oil hit her virgin skin. Moving on, it looks like US Customs wants Indians to stop carrying cow dung in their luggage. I thought this was a fake story, but it's actually a real one. They use it for cooking and to keep warm by burning it. Many of you thought it was a fake story just like me, but as insane as it sounds, it's true. brings new meaning to the term cow patty. Number 11, apparently new AI software can guess whether you're straight or gay from a photo. It predicts it with 91% accuracy, apparently. I can't wait to see what it says about Justin Trudeau's face as well as many other politicians. But the real question is, can it identify their pronouns? People are going to hate AI because it's going to break down their social virtue signaling and expose them for being a fraud. I also wonder if it can figure out people's IQ based on skull shape, too. Up next is another entry by Pearl, but this time she turns it around by using self-deprecating humor by saying that she gets it, that she paid the toll. Keep going, Pearl. You know you're over the target when you get all this flack. If she had a preference for white males at this point, then someone would probably call her racist. At least now we know the reason why Pearl might have been into rap music. Number 13, we have a young lady begging her dad not to get with any more 19-year-olds. Why is she telling him that when it looks like she's in the sheets? Looks like women of any age want to ruin a man's fun these days. But Chad Dan needs to continue this because he's teaching her what it means to be a high-value male. But she, of course, wants all of his attention. Moving on, we have a YouTuber that appears to have ended himself after getting into a fight with his girlfriend and jumping off a cruise ship. Yeah, it looks like he showed her. The really sad thing about this is that she will probably get a new dude before the cruise is even over. But it makes you wonder if he actually jumped or was thrown off. When I first saw this story, I thought he had gender-affirming care, and him and his new girlfriend are the same person. Number 15, America is sinking, and Americans are just having fun and smiling while the ship is going down. But so long as the dollar is the global reserve currency, the USA ship can't sink, because the rest of the world is keeping it buoyant and afloat, as well as the profits from all the big tech companies whose technology is slowly taking over the world. Not to mention that 40% of Bitcoin mining is happening in the United States right now. So it's just fine for the wealthy, but it only appears to be sinking if you're one of the lower or middle classes. Up next, Dr. Dre reveals the last text message he sent to his wife, and it reads, "I did not know the woman I'd married. The woman you marry is not the real woman. The real one is the one you meet when you divorce. This is every man's story. She probably faked the whole relationship to later divorce him for the profits. He should have known this might happen because, after all, he took her from another man. So guess what goes around comes around." Number 17, women better get ready to be replaced because a female robot will only cost 10 grand. But a male robot will cost 500 grand. But women won't be buying male robots because not only is it going to cost a fortune to do what a man does, but also because if they buy a male robot for the bedroom, he still won't come with a wallet. And it won't have any feelings to hurt intentionally, so she feels better about herself. Moving on, it looks like the UK government has declared war on land whales. The pizzas in the country must either shrink in size or lose their toppings under new government anti-obesity plans. Companies will comply by offering smaller pizzas with tons of toppings, as well as bigger pizzas with no toppings, and charging more for this. Fatties will just buy both pizzas for a higher price and eat them both. But just wait until they force bug toppings on those pizzas when Klaus Schwab instructs them to. Number 19 is Callie, and she got chlamydia from Kenny the Ripper. And then he ghosted her, and now he continues to spread it. Did she pay the chlamydia toll or what? As for Kenny, he's just living his best life, giving the gift of green ooze in women's nether regions. This guy looks like he would bang anything that moves, and that's probably why he got it in the first place. Up next, this story is from the CDC, that nearly 50% of black women ages 14 to 49 have genital herpes. And that really shows you the reality in this. But less black men have it than black women. Probably only 1 in 10. That tells you that more women are sharing the same Ray Rays and Tyrones. Also remember, they had to go as low as 14 to get that number to 50%. In their 20s, it's probably closer to 60 to 70%. Number 21 is Kim Kardashian. And I asked the question, would you? Most people didn't even say yes or no. All they did was ask if her tushy was real or not. Some of you even said it might be a diaper bottom. But that silicone sure looks heavy to me. She really has to lean forward to counterbalance all that weight. She's probably going to be in back pain from all that booty. It better be worth the billions that she's getting paid to carry it. Moving on, we have the bacon cheeseburger, which is the white man's burger. Because Italians can't eat beef, Muslims can't eat bacon, and Jews can't mix meat and dairy. Wait until someone starts calling it the white nationalist burger or some other nonsense. But are we really sure, though? Because I thought that blacks invented it. You know, we was chefs and stuff. If I ate that, I would have to take a month to recover, but it would taste absolutely great. Number 23 is one woman that also loves her cheeseburgers. Imagine seeing her close-up picture on her Tinder profile and thinking that she's pretty hot, and then meeting her and seeing that. But how does a human being even have a body like that? It's like all that weight went from her belly button to her nether regions. It's like she's wearing a tire around her waist. Her profile even says cute in the face and thick in the waist. You know that if there's any trouble from haters, the black Superman will then come to her rescue. Up next, starting in 2024, drunk drivers must pay child support if they end a child's parents. But how exactly is that going to work if they're behind bars for 10 to 15 years for manslaughter? I guess maybe just take away all of their savings. I agree with this in principle, but I'm skeptical of it in practice. It's probably also just the insurance companies that want to pass the blame and payments onto somebody else so they can save some money. Number 25 and the last one, we have women complaining that men have golden penis syndrome, that they're just smashing and dashing. Not all men, of course, just the top 1 or 2%, they can get away with it. They'll never commit to any of these women, and the women are saying that they're the victims. How about don't open your legs and don't be a victim? Remember, it's a guy's body and a guy's choice what he wants to do with it, and not just yours. This happens when women refuse to settle, and the top men take advantage of that mentality. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm, and so that new viewers can find it. Also, if you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, donate it to PayPal and Subscribestar links below, and that's about it. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.